It's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
3:05 on a Monday. That means we talk to our good friend John Hook, Fox 10 anchor, 5 and 9 o'clock. John, how are you today?
Mac, Gatos, good to talk to you. Hope you guys are well.
Hope you're doing great, John. We got a lot of good stuff to go through. Let's start right here, local, in the Valley. Let's talk about one guy running for the legislature again, Don Shooter the Pervert, John.
And the other guy,
the other guy, Representative Paul Mosley, serial speeder, John.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with the disgraced Representative Don Shooter. So he did it an interview, I think, where? Yuma TV station?
A Yuma TV station.
Do they have TV in Yuma?
They have.
Oh, yeah, they do. Oh. I interviewed there. I interviewed there and was rejected.
Of course you were.
Because you were too good?
Yeah, I was. I could not get a job in Yuma right out of college, or pretty close to being in college,
They didn't want to look at somebody that pretty.
Yeah,
they passed. They passed, and I ended up in Grand Junction, Colorado, which was a great deal. I loved it up there.
Or it was your—I guess you were against lettuce. You just didn't like lettuce, and that's all they had down there.
I could not win over the agriculture contingent for some reason. I don't know what the problem was.
So Don Shooter,
even though I come from a long line of dairy farmers, I couldn't break through. I don't know what the problem was.
But Don Shooter sat down with a Yuma television station in Phoenix because he doesn't have the guts to go down to Yuma.
I don't think he lives in Yuma anymore. But
not really.
So he was booted out of the legislature. He's running again for re-election, and this is what he said about, well, I didn't sexually harass 9 women.
You know, I told a joke to somebody, they overheard, I'm offended. Okay, so in America, the reason you ruin somebody's livelihood and reputation and everything is you're offended. Liberals offend me every day when they open their mouth. I'm offended, but I don't get crazy about it.
Oh, John. Really? I mean, what do you make of that?
I don't think Don Shooter has done Don Shooter any favors. I mean, he continues with this crazy behavior. Remember the mic drop on the floor?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That was just kind of bizarre. The interaction that he had with Channel 3 and Dennis Welch, that was bizarre. I don't think that this stuff is really...
Is he going to get reelected? Is he really that comfortable, or I guess that confident, that Yuma's going to reelect him?
I don't know. It's pretty conservative there.
Right.
And maybe people are like, you know what, the guy's got – it depends on how well he interacts with his own constituents. And my feeling is yours, that he's not down there a lot. So, you know, what level of support does he have? I mean, he's been reelected, but, you know, this time around, maybe not. Who knows?
John Hook is joining us, Fox 10. He did not get the job in Yuma. Not good enough. Not pretty enough. I don't know.
No.
Didn't like
all the above. All the above.
Let's talk about the other guy who is actually in the Arizona legislature, Paul Mosley. He's a serial speeder, John. KTAR is reporting that this is a guy who's been pulled over 6 times by DPS in the last 2 years. And he basically has a get-out-of-a-ticket-free card. He's got this immunity because it's in the law and it's given to legislators. And he also blew a stop sign. There was also a child that was in the car with him at a period of time under the age of 16 that was not didn't have a seatbelt on. This is a guy that was going 140. You've covered news in Arizona for a long time. Do you ever remember another legislator getting pulled all over and saying, yeah, can't do anything to me.
I mean,
I've got my immunity.
He was pulled over twice in one day.
Right.
Twice in one day.
Yeah, I think Scott Bungard did at one point.
Oh.
He did. It has been used before, but I think in the next session they need to take a long, hard look at this, because this is why people detest politics and politicians.
Yeah.
When they are doing stuff and they pass these laws and then their set of rules don't apply, I think that really violates people's sense of fair play. And so they're looking at this guy going, okay, well, he just thinks he can speed with it with impunity. And the rest of us are getting pulled over when we're in the middle of a zero tolerance crackdown. And remember, we were told if we were 2-3 miles over the limit, we were going to get pulled over. Now, you know, there is not a great reason in my mind, for any of these, for him to pull the legislative immunity. And I think the legislature needs to revisit this and roll it back. It is not supposed to be a get-out-of-jail-free card. He was caught speeding twice in one day.
Yeah. And going to his house. He was going to his house, not to vote, right, down at the legislature.
He's
going to
kill somebody. He went 140 miles an hour.
Yeah, I mean, if there are dramatic circumstances where they've got to get to a vote and in a hurry, this would be the exception rather than
right.
the rule.
Right.
And, you know, this would be in the most extreme of circumstances. But short of that, I don't think this is a good idea. I think they should roll this back.
I do, too.
John Hook, Fox 10 anchor. He anchors the 5 and 9 o'clock.
4 o'clock now, guys. 4, 5, and 9.
They're all separate newscasts.
Wow.
4, 5, and 9. Okay.
Yeah,
did you get more money?
Did
you get more money?
No. 4 to 5, 5 to 6, and 9 to 10.
Wow.
Let me do your next contract. I'll get you that money.
I'm looking forward to that.
John, the
you're going to be my advocate.
I'm here. Yes.
The president was in front of the world and basically said, you know what? I asked the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, if he did it. He said he didn't do it. You know what? Our intelligence said he did do it.
Meddling in the election.
John, I do not know what to make of this president. To me, he looks like he just doesn't give a rip. He doesn't pay attention to history, and he just doesn't care. So he just says what he wants.
I think, you know, I agree. This was not a good moment for President Trump. I mean, Russia has clearly meddled in the election. But I think to Donald Trump, his problem is he's having trouble separating out that if he goes there, it's going to somehow delegitimize his win. So he doesn't want to give a lot of credence to it because he's afraid that people will call him illegitimate. It's a different matter that Russia tried to meddle, and it doesn't appear that they affected one single vote. I mean, that's pretty much the evidence we've got today.
But then why throw the intelligence community under the bus?
I agree. And Mac, the guy I would keep a close eye on is Trump's Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, who came right out and said, we've been clear about this. There was meddling, and he is standing by their finding. Now, he is a Trump guy. He is Trump's Director of National Intelligence. If Dan Coats were to suddenly say, I can't work for this guy anymore, and submit his resignation, I think you'd see some real alarm bells going off.
John, I always try to get into the mind of Trump and figure out why he says the stuff that he says. And, I mean, there are people that say, you know, he committed treason today.
No, I'm not going to go that far. That's ridiculous.
Me neither.
Come on.
But I'm just telling you what people said. Un-American. Putin owns Trump. Putin's got the American president in their pocket. And I try and figure out, well, why would Trump say what he said today? And one of the things I've come up with is he has got to have gotten a deal made with Putin behind closed doors where he goes, Vlad, let me go out on the stage and let me, in front of everybody, say, you're innocent. Let me do that for you. Let me take that off your plate. Let me go ahead and do that. But you're going to give me something in return. So I'm wondering, if that's the case, what is he going to get in return? Because he is taking a beating today. But did he do it because he likes the deal, the art of the deal? He went behind closed doors, made a deal with Putin. I'll take the pressure off you. That's the only thing I can think of, John.
But what's the deal?
That's possible. You're right, because it defies logic. Now, the only thing that's weird, but it's never seemed to bother Trump before, is that he's standing up there on the same stage as this guy who he's trying to strike up some type of relationship which may benefit us down the line. That's the only reason I can see for doing this, that they have other business, that Trump is trying to make sure that we get, you know, some help in some areas, that he needs Putin's help. But you're right. There's got to be some kind of arrangement here. I just can't see Trump doing that and knowing full well he's going to get absolutely pilloried over this, which he is, from his own party, by the way.
Right.
And rightly so. I mean, you've got Flake and McCain coming out. Surprisingly, there are some others, representatives from Arizona, that have been silent on this. But, I mean, it's one thing to say, I believe he had nothing to do with it. It's another to basically discredit all the intelligence that's come out. Like you said, John, his own deputy, Coates, has said, we're sticking by this. I think the guy just has a short attention span and just doesn't care. He just goes up there and wings it.
I really think he is somehow concerned that if he owns up to that there has been meddling and that Russia was involved, which seems to be proven. We got the indictments of 12 people, 12 Russians on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Democrats were calling for him not to even have this summit. I'm not sure I'd go that far, just because probably better to meet than not to meet, but I'm not sure much was accomplished. But again, we weren't in the room, so we don't know what they may have agreed on. And I'm sure Trump is a guy, being a New Yorker, he probably thinks, keep my friends close and keep my enemies closer.
Right.
I think that's probably the way he looks at it. So, but I didn't like the tone of that, because it kind of played into Putin's hands today. And I don't think that's not a message we want to send. We need to send a very clear message that we're not going to stand for them meddling in our affairs. By the way, we meddle in elections too. The USA has done this too.
That is true.
So, you know, I mean, countries do this all the time. They monkey around in everybody else's business.
Right.
So it's not that unique, and that may be why Trump's like, you know what, this is just the way of the world. What else do we expect? How far am I going to go with this guy?
All right.
I don't know. I don't know, but I'm with you. It's very odd.
John Hook, we got to leave it at that. Fox 10
you
anchor, 4, 5, 9, 8, 11, 1 a.m., 6 a.m.
Stand by.
All right.
Stand by. You never know what other surprise is around the corner, guys.
All right. We'll see you later, John. Thanks,
man. All right.
Man.
Take care, guys.
John
Take
Hook,
care.
Fox 10, every Monday at 3:05. Up next, there is a politician that thinks arming preschool kids is a good way to stop school shootings.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
There's been a lot of people in the news saying, I was duped. I can't believe I was duped. It came out over the weekend, the comedian Sacha Baron Cohen, who was known as Borat.
Ali G.
Ali G. But he came out a couple years ago with the Borat movie, and people were like, oh, I can't believe this guy, I guess, what would you call it, punked or misguided people for his own entertainment, for the entertainment of the movie.
When he dresses up as one of them, he gets a politician. He's duped Palin. He's duped Arpaio. He's duped Trump before Trump became a politician.
Right.
He's duped a lot of people.
He actually got a former senator, Trent Lott, to admit to a good idea about toddlers.
Okay, so Trent Lott's not in the Senate anymore.
He left in 2007, but he was a longtime
right.
senator and a House of Representatives member from Mississippi.
So what Sacha Baron Cohen is doing is he dresses up as almost...
It's a character.
It's a character, but it's like this guy from Israel who is, I can stop all shootings. I can tell you how to stop all shootings. So what in character Sacha Baron Cohen does is throw this absolutely ridiculous idea on how to stop these school shootings
right.
out there. And he asks Trent Lott, are you for this? And Trent Lott says, yes, I'm for preschoolers having guns.
Preschoolers.
I support the Kindergartens program.
The Kindergartens
program.
We in America would be wise to implement it too. It's something that we should think about in America, about putting guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens, good guys, whether they be teachers or whether they actually be talented children or highly trained preschoolers.
Come on, man!
How do you get a guy to say this? That's actually him saying that.
Yeah.
It's not edited. It's not a bunch of clips put together to make it sound like he's saying it. He's saying it with a straight face.
And what Sacha Baron Cohen is doing is he's leading Trent Lott down this road of ridiculousness and seeing if he'll go along with it.
Because he presents himself as an expert.
Right.
So you believe the expert knows more than you do.
Yeah. So forget the, you know, how about, you know, preschoolers, talking kindergartners with guns. Kindergartens, well, let's move it up to first grade, right?
The intensive 3-week kindergarten course introduces specially selected children from 12 to 4 years old to pistols, rifles, semi-automatics, and a rudimentary knowledge of mortars. In less than a month, a first grader can become a first grenader.
It's only a rudimentary understanding of grenades, mortars, and Molotov cocktails.
Becky Lynn is covering her face with her hands.
I can't believe
right.
this.
It's so outlandish and ridiculous. Obviously. I mean, no one's the only people that are taking this seriously is Trent Lott. Oh,
I guess. Yeah.
It's brilliant comedy. I mean, it really is. If you could get a guy who's a former, you know, senator to actually buy in to obviously an idea that's not going to happen. You just put good television on the air, right?
I don't know if Trent Lott, there had to be hundreds of thousands of ideas, people, stories that came through his office as a sitting senator.
Well, we haven't talked about him ever.
No, right.
Yeah, that's probably why he's doing an interview.
It's not as though he's some rube or some guy from off the, you know, out of the haystack. No offense, Speculin.
Yeah.
You know, some backwood whatever.
Too late.
That's never, ever heard about this.
Amazing.
You would think Trent Lott would be smarter than this.
He's got a bunch of...
Or at least something would go on and say, wait a minute, I can't agree to this.
Did they get him... I mean, where he was talking about this. So is he part of this series? Did they get him? So I saw an article about a talk show host in Georgia who was a conservative talk show host who was also duped. They brought Sacha Baron Cohen in and promoted him as something. And he says, in, of course, he let the whole thing go on. But then he has now said... Bells were going off. Things became very absurd.
Right. So why don't you say, wait a minute, what the hell are you talking about?
And that's happened with people. I mean, Trump walked off the stage. There are other people that have walked off the stage.
But Trent Lott actually said, I support this.
I think it's a great idea.
And let himself be recorded saying such an absurd thing.
Oh, they also got Roy Moore, pervert from Alabama. Good. I got to go. Well, maybe we'll play that later. Let's go find that. All right. So... Sacha Baron Cohen. I think it's on
Showtime.
Who is America? Wow. Kinder. What is it? Kinder Guardians and First Grenaders. That's how to stop school shootings.
Yikes.
All right. Coming up next, Becky Lynn's got some news. We'll get you some traffic, see how the weather's going outside, and then gut check time.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. It's Gut Check Time with Mac and Gatos.
All right, Mac, I pulled a story from the news that you haven't seen.
All right.
I'm give you a little two or three sentences on it, and then I'm going to need your gut check.
All right.
Tony Romo.
Yes, very popular on television.
Former Cowboys quarterback. I think he led the world in interceptions at worst times. But he's retired from the NFL.
Yeah.
He's very good on TV.
He also does ads for Skechers.
He doesn't have to throw to anybody. This is why he's very good as a CBS announcer.
He doesn't have to throw it to Jim Nance.
Jim Nance
throws it to him.
Tony Romo is on a roll. He's playing golf, and he's winning tournaments, celebrity events. And it seems that he won this celebrity event and was... given a $125,000 winner's check.
Okay.
Now he says I can't take it because I have to retain my amateur status. So he donated the money. Okay.
Oh, so he donated it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, this guy's got millions of dollars.
Yeah, right.
$125,000 ain't gonna do anything, but he wants to remain amateur status so he can't accept money. Mac, your gut check. Do you have a story about turning down money?
Did I ever turn down money? Well, not to that degree. $100,000.
Here's a pity. Here's a pity.
I didn't do it,
okay.
But my mother did. When I graduated from high school, my mom went against my wishes and threw a big party because it was very doubtful whether or not I would actually graduate from high school or not.
Or college.
College was a little more in the bag. But when
think
I graduated,
you were going to be a success at all.
No, that's true. They still don't. When I was in high school, though, my uncle, who first million he made when he was 30 years old.
The rich uncle.
Yes. He tried to give me $1,000.
Okay.
A lot of money back then.
Sure.
Okay, $1,000.
That's
for graduating high school. My mother saw the check, immediately took it from the card and said, "You're not getting this," and looked at my uncle and said, "You're not giving this.
What?
You're not getting this, and you're not giving this."
That's an outrage.
I wanted the money. I thought, $1,000? Are you kidding me? My uncle was so,
felt besmirched.
They didn't talk for 6 months. They didn't, and they're not related. He's related by marriage to the family, obviously, because he's a success. True story. But it caused a wedge for about 6 months because my uncle was like, "Why not? hey, he deserves it. He deserves that. And my mother was like, no, because everybody else was giving me like 50,
right.
100.
Here's a $25
so my
bill.
Mom took it as a, you're insulting our family because we couldn't give him $1,000.
Your mom was right. You would have spent it on craps and cheap beer.
I was 18.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mac and Gatos. Gut check.
Craps. Where did you come up with craps?
Sounded funny in my head.
Okay. All right. Here's your gut check, Gatos. At least 23 people were injured after a lava explosion sent rocks and debris flying into the air.
Is this in Hawaii again?
Yes. Landing on a tour boat off of the coast of Hawaii.
So it landed. Lava landed on a tour boat.
And injured 23 people. According to county officials, basketball-sized lava bombed the roof of the boat, puncturing, leaving a big hole, injuring people. Your gut check.
Mm-hmm.
Do you sue the owner of the boat or the tour because he should have known better, or do you not and say, I have a pretty cool story the rest of my life. I got hit by lava.
I sue the state of Hawaii.
The state.
Which island is it on? I sue the island.
Island
of Hawaii.
The island in the, state of
Hawaii. I'm suing the island of Hawaii.
Okay, so you would sue.
How bad was the injury?
Four were taken by a medevac helicopter to the hospital.
That's bad.
Yeah.
I don't think you could sue anybody. I mean, you're there, you know where you are.
But you know that those lava explosions are still going on.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, but you think you're out to sea. It's not going to hit you, right? I mean, that's...
Well, I guess.
I mean, you think.
But the lava explosions have kept going, and
right.
They're still evacuating.
It's your own fault if you go to that island. You expect, you know what, maybe a little lava will hit you in the lake.
More than 700 homes have been claimed, and many communities have been rendered unrecognizable. One guy, it didn't break his leg. They said it shattered his entire leg.
I can't believe that lava stuff is still going on over there. You think the Earth just doesn't have any more.
The Earth's done. Gut check brought to you
by tapped out.
The Joint Chiropractic. Zero copay, zero appointments, zero hassles. The Joint Chiropractic, relief on so many levels.
All right, coming up next. You've heard of fire extinguishers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should Arizona schools be equipped with tactical grade pepper spray extinguishers in schools next?
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
We're about 15 minutes away from the Big Four at 4. Four big blockbuster stories in the first 20 minutes of the 4 o'clock hour. So make sure you are here. So this is an interesting story about... one school district trying to figure out a new safety measure for the upcoming school year in case there's an active, shooter situation. So if you go to a school, and you and I are in schools all the time, we talk to kids, we talk to teachers, we do our Mac and Gatos, pay tribute to a teacher, $1,000 to a teacher each month. When we're in schools, you see certain things. And on the wall, you'll see maybe a fire extinguisher, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You'll see a fire alarm in case there is a fire in the school. Yeah. You see sprinkler systems all through buildings now.
How about right next to the fire extinguisher? You now have, some type of tactical grade pepper spray extinguisher where you would break the glass case and you would remove the canister from its base. An alarm would then sound, and messages will be sent to first responders and a select group of contacts in the school with the time and location that it was activated, and you've got a weapon.
I like that better than guns in school, I'll tell you that. I know that with pepper spray, a lot of people can get hit, a lot of people are affected, but I think it's better than bringing a gun into the classroom or having some kind of extra security measure that the PE teacher or the science teacher has a gun or something like that.
That was rough.
Boy, my allergies are killing me.
You got a lot of dust in your nose today.
I do. The worst part is that you're going to have maybe a prankster to actually pull it, set off a bunch of other people thinking there's an active shooter, and it's just a false alarm.
You're probably going to have to send a note home, have an actual, all-school meeting on
what it is.
Here's what it is. And here's what happens if you were to screw around with it. Immediately you'll be expelled.
It's one thing to pull the fire alarm. Everybody walks outside. False alarm. You get sent to the principal's office.
Right.
It's another when you set off pepper spray. Then you've got to deal medically with kids
right.
and adults who are suffering the effects of being hit by pepper.
I hear what you say that it sounds like a good idea, but this could go horribly wrong.
But anything could go horribly
sure,
wrong.
This could be abused by a lot of people. Oh, well, there's a weapon. Now I can go get a weapon. I can go and break in. I could take it. I could go leave school with it. I could use it on a kid.
The shooter could be wearing goggles, not being affected by the pepper.
What if the shooter used it? What if somebody
would they?
I don't know.
If they're going to bring a gun into the school and shoot up the school, why would they use the pepper spray?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, you could leave somebody who wants to hurt a school could leave the gun at home and to go get the pepper spray and start pepper spraying kids. But it's not a gun,
right?
It's not a knife. It's a thought, and the Ohio school district is going to try this new safety measure.
And the pepper spray can actually be fired or shot from a can. 20 feet.
Yeah.
Which means you don't have to be in real close range to get to the person with a gun.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it either. I know there's always drawbacks and there's always what-if scenarios, but it's better, I think, than having another gun in the school that, resource officers or somebody, if they can't account for it, then you become the target.
Yeah. Who knows if that idea will come to Arizona? Not sure. Haven't heard anything about it.
Right.
But there are universities here in Arizona that right now are trying to figure out how do we protect people from a mass shooting. So
yeah,
we're talking
colleges.
ASU, U of A. ASU has a crime prevention coordinator, and this gentleman is basically saying, I can tell everybody the best place to sit or hide. Put it this way. This guy's a specialist, right? When he goes to a movie theater or he goes to a play or a ball game or something like that, he is hyper aware of his surroundings.
Yeah.
He says he knows the best places to sit and to hide and all that kind of stuff.
He's got a plan.
He's now spreading this awareness to the campuses, and he's telling staff members what's the best option if a shooter comes, where you should barricade yourself. He actually said, use books. Books can come in handy to deflect bullets, I should say. Copy rooms are a good hiding space.
Again, that's a plan.
It's something.
So basically what they're saying is either run or have some kind of plan and know where you are.
At the U of A, they're saying run. If you hear shots, run away from the action is the safest option.
Right. And we've heard that for years, that basically you have a better chance of surviving if you just run.
And there's an app called LiveSafe. Universities are recommending students download that app. It alerts people on campus about emergencies, and the school also sends out text alerts. So,
right.
You got to try and figure out this problem one way or another, at least trying to keep everybody safe.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, the Big Four at 4. We'll take the first 20 minutes of the 4 o'clock hour, bring you four big blockbuster stories. Stick around.